Damien, first of all, congratulations, Ulster champions. It's a nice ring to that.
Absolutely, it has. It's a very fresh ring in there at the moment. It's a long time since we won a title like so. You know, it's just brilliant all together. The lads have really bought into the setup. But look, this is just an indication of where club football is and has been in Derry. These boys have just got it together and actually delivered. And we've got a good support from everybody at the behind. To be fair, the county board has given us pretty much everything we've asked for. You know, and it takes that. And you know, it's not perfect yet, but there's a lot of quality in Derry at underage level. And if we get the whole thing right, you know, we can. You know, Cavan went and won 4 under-21 titles. There's no reason why Derry can't kick on and start winning them on a more regular basis. Like 13 years without an Ulster title at any level in Derry is just ridiculous with the quality of. Clubs and players that were producing, you know, but you know, there has to be far more support for the county setups, you know, and it's the whole fixtures thing in the county is not easy either. The clubs put big pressure on for the players to play, and you know, it puts a lot of pressure on the players' bodies, you know.
Alistair Stewart. But in terms of the game itself today, a slow enough start, and I suppose the goal before half time was a crucial score.
The goal before half time, we thought it was coming. We just felt it was coming, and we hadn't got in around Shane McGuigan enough. He was winning ball after ball, he was kicking point after point. But Killian Conlon, Mayor Fonia, he kept shouting over Tiernan Flanagan, there's a goal here. And the first time Tierney got in past Shane for the ball, it was a goal, and thank God that was probably the killer score, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it gave you a good cushion at half time and came out well and started well in the second half, and then maybe sat back a little, or was it that Cavan came into it?
Well, Cavan came into it. We sat back a bit. I thought, you know, yeah, I think you're 100% right in that. We didn't push on. I mean, half time, all we talked about was getting in past Shane, but we didn't get the momentum in past him that we had in the first half. We would always feel that the road end is the scoring end in Clonus, and maybe that is the case, but. It got very warm today, so maybe the tiredness, fatigue come in a wee bit, but look, we'll get over the line now and we'll address that sort of sitting back, carry on a tin on Tuesday night.
And as you mentioned, 16 years since the last success, it's a big performance, it's a big result for Derry football.
It's a big result from Derry football, a good lift after last night's disappointment, but look, we've got a, you know, building a success comes from the absolute under-12s upwards, like, and there's no other county in the country doing the work that our clubs are doing. But to say that has to translate into the county setup, and we've got to give them the structures to allow them to flourish.